It's a tick box exercise. For a lot of clients, when they walk into the space, the conception of what the space was going to be isn't actually what it is. Yeah. So rather than the client figuring this out on site when they're sitting or standing, you know, in an open raft slab with block work going up, we enable them to step into their future home months before a brick is even laid on site, and enabling them and empowering them to be able to make decisions that are going to shape the way they live in the future. Yeah.
Absolutely. So they'll go from their bedroom, then they'll go into their living room, which I'm sure there's plenty of fights and arguments, and they'll get the living room right, the bedroom right, the bathrooms are probably a big, big thing as well.
Welcome back to Platinum Properties Podcast. Today, Paul chats with John Foley of Lifesize Plans. At Lifesize Plans, they've commercialized the world's first ever patented full-scale home walkthrough technology, which is revolutionizing the design and construction industries. In today's session, John chats about how he started his business, the technology they use at Lifesize Plans, who can utilize his company, and the whole process of how they can help you turn that vision in your head into real Lifesize in his showroom in Dublin. A brief thank you to today's sponsors of our podcast, Platinum Property Training and Platinum Ventures. So listen in and we hope you enjoy the session.
Okay, so welcome back. And today is obviously not our setting. We've been invited over to Lifesize Plans, which is ginormous. And we're delighted that John has allowed all the Platinum members to come in and walk through his setup here, which is absolutely state-of-the-art. So our podcast session today is coming live from John's own HQ. John Foley, we know each other a long time now, but thanks a million for inviting us over.
Thank you for coming over, and to all the extended team and all of the members of Platinum. It was a pleasure to host you guys and to be able to show you guys what we do here, you know, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I always love to see when Ed Martin gives it the nod. He was one of your very first customers.
Ed wasn't one of our very first. Ed was the actual first. So we hadn't been fully drilled on all of the ways to go about everything. But no, Ed was actually fantastic. He came in, he was doing a bungalow project, and yeah, and it was fantastic actually, because Ed came in, he brought his project team in, his architect, his kitchen designer, his builder, and you know, himself, yeah, and his partner. So yeah, it was the ultimate client. And so it was fantastic.
I think Joe Clancy was his builder at the time as
Joe
well.
He brought him in. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was great.
Great to get his approval again. He was here again tonight with us, walking through, and he was still mesmerizing and going through a different build. And you know, with his 45 years of experience, he said this is an absolutely no-brainer for someone that's, you know, stepping into the world of investing or doing a self-build or extending or whatever. So hats off to you. Just for those that you don't are listening in on the Platinum podcast, can you give them a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, and a little absolutely. Bit about- yeah, so my background is from the industry. So I studied architectural technology and specialized in construction and project management over in the UK. I spent about 10 years working in the UK. My wife and I, Emma, returned back to Ireland in 2018. We've done a bit of property investment. So obviously that's where we connected.
We crossed paths, yeah.
Over the course of time, having worked in the industry, one of the common things that I've always seen and experienced is change. And it's a word that can carry a lot of cost and a lot of heartache and a lot of fights and frustration.
Yeah.
But change happens. And for us, we believe it can happen before it gets to site. And what we do here is we enable people to make the changes where it's a relaxed environment and you can see, feel, and experience the space before walls are built on site, before trades have started to follow on and start to complete their works on site.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you that are listening in, you can get to see all this back in a YouTube clip where you can see a visual of the whole building. But you basically brought us all up on top of the mezzanine floor there, shined down, these lights just appeared on and a building just popped out onto the ground. Just for someone that may be going into a project now, and it's very confusing because although we're property people, we're real estate in our background, that's the way our minds go. But it might be, as Ed said, you know, his wife's mind was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But if someone gets delivered a set of plans and just before they go into planning, it's great to come over here and actually see the place. Like you put up walls, you move around furniture, you get the walk-in wardrobes perfect, you trim back an inch or two. What's it like and what does the non-property person on the day, like it could be the wife or the husband, does the challenges kick in there?
Yeah, so it's really, really interesting. So for me, what I would kind of categorize that as is, let's call it non-technical people or people that are not looking at drawings on a daily basis. They're not trained on how to read drawings and don't necessarily have spatial awareness to be able to understand the size, space, flow and function of a home just from looking at plans. So about 80% of our clients that come in are in that demographic, young, hardworking couples putting all their money together, take a mortgage to go and build their dream home, whether it's in the country or in a city or a town or wherever else. They're spending up to about 2 years in terms of developing design and going through the planning process. For many people, they get caught in the planning process in terms of objections, reviews, and having to update the designs. So for us, once they reach a point of engaging with an architect, it gives them an opportunity to come here and to physically lay out their house in its entirety, complete with walls and furniture, to enable them, before committing and signing on the dotted line with their builder, or if they're going down the self-build route, to understand exactly the size, layout, and flow of the house. So each walkthrough is very, very different. We can detect very, very quickly when we come in here. So we start off every walkthrough, as we said, from the observation deck. It's an elevated platform over a floor area of about 3,000 to 3,500 square foot. And that's where we project the building plans. We dress out every floor plan with walls and furniture. And we start off every walkthrough at the front door. So we take off each room individually and it's in a palatable manner, because when the client is in the front door, let's say it's the sitting room or their master bedroom that they're going into, the place where the mind goes is to just that room. So they start thinking about how they like to live in terms of their room. What size bed do they want? How much clothes storage do they need? So we go into the walk-in wardrobe and we dress it out. And we ask very practical questions to enable them to start thinking, right, well, currently at home I have two double units and I actually am overflowing into the spare room. So I actually need six double units. Yep. So when we go into the walk-in wardrobe, then we can determine, okay, are you willing to throw away some of your clothes or you want to make your walk-in wardrobe bigger? Yep. So they're very practical questions. Likewise, it's looking at the plan. For a lot of people's master bedrooms, there may be, say, a double bed drawn in on the plan, but in the client's eyes, what they really want is they want a super king size bed. So there's quite a big difference between the size. So we'll wheel out the double bed, we'll wheel in the super king size bed.
This is what I think people are going, what are they talking about? When you actually see the YouTube clip, you wheel out the double bed, you wheel in the king size bed and the furniture goes, it's absolutely brilliant because you get the visual of it.
But you understand very quickly when you sit in a bedroom with a bed that's too big for the room. If the room can't hold the bed, the room just doesn't work. It's not in proportion. So for us, it's all about ensuring that the client's goals, vision is delivered right. So if they want a super king size bed, they can have it, but there's going to have to be compromise. And that's majority of the time going to have to be in the form of moving the adjoining space back a little just to compensate for that.
So the architects have sent them the plans. All the drawings are done. You don't do any, you just take notes of stuff that can be changed. Yeah. But the architects will have sent you the plans. They would have sent you the plans. The customer of the house or your client would have sent you the plans.
Yeah.
You have the plans uploaded onto everything. You know exactly what's happening. They come here to simplify it. They go up to their bedroom. They have in their head the way they want their bedroom to look.
Yeah.
You start to put it together. Then you put up walls. You put up visuals. They start to walk around the room and go, well, hold on a minute. The king size bed actually doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. So we need to now reduce this back. Same with that massive, because every woman in the country wants a walk-in wardrobe.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you hear it all the time. And
Absolutely. And believe it or not, what a lot of houses we're seeing starting to come in now is saunas in master bathroom suites, which is something I didn't think I would see, but yeah. it's starting to come in huge. But yeah, for people to be able to come in, gets both people on the same page. And you will understand very quickly from looking at the body language of the client, whether they're happy or not with a space. And do you know what? If a client comes in and they're very happy with a space, it's a tick box exercise.
Perfect.
So what we say to clients is, like, we're not here to shape the design. We're not here to influence it. What we're here to do is to convey, this is your design. This is the size of your ceiling. Mm. This is the size of your island. This is the size of your kitchen. Mm. Is this what you have in mind for your vision?
Yeah.
And if it is, it's excellent.
Yeah.
It's a tick box exercise. For a lot of clients, when they walk into the space, the conception of what the space was going to be isn't actually what it is.
Yeah.
So rather than the client figuring this out on site when they're sitting or standing, you know, in an open raft slab with block work going up, we enable them to step into their future home months before a brick is even laid on site, and enabling them and empowering them to be able to make decisions that are going to shape the way they live in the future.
Yeah. Absolutely. So they'll go from their bedroom, then they'll go into their living room, which I'm sure there's plenty of fights and arguments, and they'll get the living room right, the bedroom right. The bathrooms are probably a big, big thing as
yeah.
well.
So the majority of time tends to be, we always try and focus to get into the kitchen first.
Yeah.
So we always like for houses that are bigger than our projection studio. So we always try and get the kitchen in first. So we always want the front door on the first projection, and the kitchen if we can. If we can't, you know, we will project, you know, sitting rooms and all of that, and then work our way to the kitchen. But a lot of time tends to get spent in the kitchen, because for a lot of people that come in, if they haven't developed in their own mind all of the level of detail in terms of high and low level units that they want, a client can get bogged down in the kitchen for quite a long time. So we tend to get, you know, the big one out of the way first. And the next biggest one tends to be master bedroom suites.
Yeah.
Master bedroom suites. And you'd be very surprised as well, but bathrooms and ensuites.
Yeah.
Because clients tend to look at the plans and they're like, yeah, okay, so there's the ensuite. It's a little rectangle. There's a door on it. Yeah, there's a bat and a toilet and a sink. And it's like tick box, or it's an ensuite. But then when they physically walk into their bedroom, they look through their door and they're like, I'm looking through my master bedroom, through the door, and all I can see is the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go to bed every night looking at a toilet. So it enables them to step into the ensuite and start to look at, okay, well, maybe would it be nicer if you had a vanity unit there with a mirror?
And then as you're going through this, then you're capturing the changes and you're capturing potential changes. You're capturing them and
So we capture them all throughout the session. So each room we go into, we review it, we're listening and talking to the client. So the client is maybe requesting changes or adaptations, we will mock that up live in the studio. So it's a live design session. We will mark that up on the drawings. So at the end of the session, the client gets a report. So that's the output from the session. So rather than the client going away and trying to remember everything, we document everything down. So they've got a detailed set of notes that they can forward on to their designer to update their drawings prior to submission for planning or prior to signing contracts on site with the contractor.
Yeah. And that leads me to the next thing. And I think Ed really, really elaborated on this tonight as well, that when people aren't aligned, the last thing you want to happen into your new build, because it's an extremely stressful time.
Yeah.
But the last thing you want to happen is the two things you do not want to happen. Number one is for arguments to start taking place out on site. And number two, for the builder, if you sign the contract and work is complete, like the great example you showed here today about moving a door back, you moved a set of double doors back to line for the kitchen table. The kitchen table is now in the right position with the two Velux windows.
Yeah.
We're now completely in a different one.
Yeah.
And the visual you gave was, well, lads and ladies, if that Velux windows are here, we have a big problem.
Yeah.
Now, if they're in and fitted, your builder's going to come back to you naturally. If you haven't ironed all these out and you clearly can't see them, with a cost.
Yeah, it's going to be a variation.
Yeah. What type of savings or what type of costings in your eyes does a normal building that someone may have projected plans for, how many sort of changes do you normally make?
We are delighted to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Property Training.
Start your property education today from simply one click of a button. You could be part of the Platinum team. We have made this so affordable for everybody in the country. If you have any interest in property, there's no reason why you shouldn't be part of the Platinum brand. We have got it all systemized. It is right in there with rookies. You can spend 4, 5, 6, or 7 months in there till you get to a certain level. And then you can step up your way through the programs and you can really start to educate yourself. And we're here to help. We've got the best systems in the country. Click the link below and we will see you there.
After doing literally hundreds and hundreds of these, like, there's patterns that start to emerge. Yeah. And for an average, say 2 to 2,500 square foot home, the average number of changes is about 12 to 14. So right. We've engaged independently with a quantity surveyor and we've randomly selected a number of properties and we've got a cost analysis done on those. And the average savings that we've seen is between 25 and 37,000 for a house of that size. Christ. Now, there's instances where we see client savings upwards of 60, 70, 80,000. We see clients coming in, as I said to you earlier, with a house maybe 310 square meters. Mm-hmm. And when they actually step into the space, there's a realization we don't need as much space as we've allocated. Mm-hmm. So we can shrink the footprint of the design down. So if you take a house from 310 square meters down to 260, mm-hmm. 50 square meters, whether you're building in Offaly or in Dublin 4, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's better that it's in the client's pocket rather than they have this realization where they're on site with this huge footprint of a home that they don't actually have a functional requirement for, but are going to have to pay for, not only for the shell, but also fitting out.
Yeah, and as we know, building costs have probably never been as most expensive. It's like gold us trying to get a good builder in any part of Ireland at the moment, no matter where you are. Even in, you know, we were chatting to builders down in Wexford the other day and prices are right up through the roof as well. So trying to get this crucial part of your self-build or else your new build, your family home done correctly and walking through and seeing everything is minimizing the risk of having to go back to the bank, which is going to be virtually impossible to get 37,000 or 47,000 extra. Or trying to go to the bank of mom and dad, trying to get it in or trying to tap into your own supplies, whether it's credit cards or not. So I think getting here, ironing stuff out correctly at start is crucial.
Well, as part of the process, like, we're so confident in the value that the service delivers, we've introduced a money back guarantee.
Right.
So if clients in the first 15 minutes that they're here and they're after walking through their plans, don't feel that they're getting value for money, we'll shake their hand and say goodbye.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
It hasn't happened.
They're completely stupid.
It hasn't happened yet. And even as I said, when we were talking before coming on the podcast, we see some clients that come in and they have this feeling that, no, the first floor is fine. We're not actually concerned about it. It's just the kitchen area. So they may come in and say, do you know what? We just want to walk through the ground floor. So that's fine. We get fully set up for the walkthrough. And it has happened about maybe 10, 12 times where the client has said, we just want to walk through the ground floor. Of the 12, every single one has proceeded to ask, can we do the first floor as well?
Yeah, because they've seen what's laid in front of them. They don't want to leave there thinking. I presume that's a price point of what the way your structure would be.
The way our price point works is it's priced by size.
Okay, yeah.
So if it's a house of 2,000 square foot, you're looking at 697 plus VAT. So you can walk through, have the confidence, certainty, and reassurance that the layout's right. You can simplify the complex decisions that get all stakeholders on the same page, taking the risk away of arguments on site and everything else. And look, it's like test driving a car. If you go out tomorrow to buy a new car, let's say you're spending 30 grand.
Yeah.
Who'd buy a car and not sit in it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But again, that's typical Irish. We test something, oh, we like it, let's upgrade. And they would be insane not to. Now, we're talking about residential property here and we're talking maybe going up to 4,000 square foot and the building's huge and you can lay it out. But I went by here the other day and it looked like there was a bit more than residential property happening.
There was
a bus outside with a lot of people here. Tell me a little bit of what else you do.
Yeah, so we work with a lot of commercial clients as well. So we would see people coming in from approved housing bodies to you know, commercial clients that are looking at coming in and walking through production facilities. So we can accommodate any project that's drawn to scale. Like only last week, we had a commercial client that came in who was fitting out a 10,000 square foot production facility for synthetic glues. And they were really focused on the layout of each of the machines to drive efficiency into the operation. So it's not just a private residential home. And we've also had restaurants.
So that's like them coming in here, setting up production as if it's going to be in this factory that they're building.
They're sending us the plans of the 10,000 square foot unit. We will orientate the plans on the ground and move through zones. They will have different zones in the production facility, and they will have a process map in terms of this is how our facility operates. Yeah. You know, the product comes in through gate A and then it moves along its journey till it comes out as a product.
Yeah.
So they're walking through the product journey, trying to see inefficiencies in their design.
Yeah.
So when they invest 3, 4, 5 million in fitting out this huge 10,000 square foot industrial premises, that they're not looking back going, Jesus, I wish I had it done this, or I wish I had it done this. Now, bearing in mind, some of the plant items that they're putting in are a couple of million euros each.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it's, you know, it's a very niche sort of market, but if it's drawn to scale, the client can come in and physically walk through that space. Now, that client also walked through the commercial office as well. So that's another area. And it's an area that we're seeing huge uptake from, not only from project promoters that are investing money into fitting out their office, but also in terms of construction companies that are tendering for design and build contracts, where they're taking on the design responsibility for delivering the job, to come in and use it as a tendering tool to market themselves as the preferred subcontractor or the preferred fit out contractor that should secure the work. So it can be used for marketing yourself as well.
So how many people, like when I drove by the other day, I mean, there was, I was just trying to get a gauge exactly where the building was.
That was an actual event. So we had a commercial client in that was launching a new product. So the projectors here are very, very high quality, high resolution. So we actually can move all of this furniture away out of the showroom. So you're left just with clean
3,000 square feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can project anything. We can stage anything here. So it can be used nearly like a filming studio.
Yeah.
So we used it with that client as a studio. We simulated a clean room to enable the client to be able to launch their new products to the market. They had robotic cleaning equipment. For that event, we were able to accommodate 70 people coming in, and we were able to facilitate catering. We got live stream set up with external AV companies, and we were able to basically facilitate and host the event here at Lifesize. And that's a market that we're starting to see now to emerge, where companies can come in and hire the space as a venue.
And bring their whole crew with them.
And to bring their crew.
Everyone's on the same. Because obviously as a company owner, and you're obviously going to have as much passion because you know exactly what you want to do. But sometimes we have it trapped away in here.
Yeah.
And air stuff we know is going to work, and we're trying to explain back to the team the way we want things to work and production. And I think you can facilitate bringing them all in here, showing them all systems and letting, you know, the boss probably or the CEO stand back and say, I told you it'd work. You know, see it in real life. So that's in the commercial space. We talked about earlier on, which I think it going back over into the property space for a young investor or maybe an investor coming up the ranks or maybe someone that's doing a joint venture with someone we know, you know, 167 or 100, and I think last time checked, 165 billion sitting on the Irish banks. Mm. Doing zero.
Yeah.
And you've captured maybe a building, 12 or 13 apartments or 14 apartments. You're trying to pitch a deal to an investor.
Yeah.
You come from a property space. You probably know what I'm going to lead into here now.
Yeah, totally.
How impressive would it be to take that building, bring that plan here, visualize it in your head, and also bring the guy or girl that potentially might write that check for you? Yeah.
Well, look, I'm after drafting many investor proposal together and pitching it with printouts, sitting down around people's houses, dining room table, and this is raising private finance, which I'm sure anyone that's in the group will be active in terms of trying to raise private finance. Here in a very short space of time, you can bring and stage a potential project that you're seeking to raise funds for here. And as part of the courtship of your potential investor, you can bring them here and show them the journey of where their, you know, liquid assets are going to go and what the outcome is going to be from them in terms of the actual asset. So we can lay down, say, the template of the home as it currently exists. So here's the existing house that we're talking about potentially investing. And here's the journey of fit out that we're going to do. We're going to change the layout from a 3-bedroom bungalow, and we're going to extend it and create a 5-bedroom HMO or a shared living type investment opportunity. And for someone that's actually putting in the hard-earned cash, in a very short space of time, you're able to really gauge and understand, okay, I understand where my money is going. I can see the journey of the project in a very short space of time, because majority of the people that are working at that area as well, they may not necessarily be technical people in terms of drawings and understanding everything. So you can bring them through the overall investment opportunity in a very short space of time to enable them to make a very informed decision.
Yeah, and it essentially write the check, which is most important at the end of the day. And I think as well, a lot of them meetings, especially for me in the early days, I was writing this and, you know, you try and pick a nice hotel in town, or you try and do this. They cannot see it. What they're looking at is you, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, then they're saying, well, hold on, is this person going to put my money to good use? But I mean, actually here, I think you would take that investor to a different level. And I think you can give them a clear scaled plan of what you're going to do. And they may or may not, most investors don't, they just want to make sure their money's safe, but they may get involved a little bit. Don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but again, they might want to go further into the project with you and you might have a partner or investor for life, is what we all want.
Well, the other thing it does is it gets people very excited. We see a lot of clients coming in here, and during the process, the feedback that we've receive from clients is that, you know what, for an awful lot of the project journey, I felt like I was just been brought along the journey and I haven't been excited.
Yeah.
But since doing this, now I feel excited. And if you apply the same principles or approach to an investor who's looking at potential opportunities, you can bring them through the process that they feel part of it.
Yeah.
And they can see, okay, I'm putting in my money, this is what's going on. But not only that, subconsciously, it's going to speak volumes to the investor. This guy or girl has went to huge effort. They've hired this place to show me where my money's going, to demonstrate this, that I'm informed and I know. And that is a real USP for anyone who's looking at raising money, to be able to do that for a very, you know, nominal sum of money.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's take a quick look at this video in the commercial space, and then we'll tap back in 1 second.
The business is called Life Size Plans, and what we do is we project architectural plans in a life size scale. So if you're someone that finds it difficult to visualize, we provide people with a new dimension of understanding where you can walk through your home before you build. This enables people to ensure that when they construct their home, they do it right first time, and they ensure that even the smallest detail is attended to in their home.
Although this can seem like a very technical service, it's very easy to use. So we take the plans from the architect in a PDF file, and usually they're at a 1 to 50 or a 1 to 100 scale, and we blow them up to a 1 to 1 scale. People ask us, why would they do this experience? And I guess to put it really simply, we test drive cars before buying them, and a home is a much bigger investment. So why not come in and experience your home to make sure you're building exactly how you want to live?
The challenge here is that it's not a typical office. We don't have a suspended ceiling overhead. We're in a very, very large industrial building. We have 6-meter high ceilings. We have concrete rafters. Fixing points needed to be considered. We have a large number of projectors that had to be laid out in a very, very specific array. So we had to build a solution using materials like Unistrut. We had to create a level ground, a level playing field onto which we could fix the Panasonic projectors.
we use the latest in projector technology to map 8 projectors at any given time in unison to project your plan on the ground at a life-size scale. So one of the common questions we get asked is, what projection size can you accommodate here? And whilst we can project up to 3,000 square foot at any one time, we're very easily able to move the floor plan projection around. So users of the space can walk through anywhere up to 40,000 to 60,000 square foot in any given session.
We take the drawings that they send us, we blow them up here in the showroom before they come in, and we measure out. So we literally measure out 1 metre, 2 metre, 3 metre on the floor so that we know it's at the 1-to-1 scale that we have promised them that it's going to be.
Looking at the dimensions of what we had to work with here, we used 11 Panasonic projectors, and each one had to be individually blended into each other to create one large image. So using Panasonic's projection software as well as DataBat, video processing technology, we were able to achieve an 11 blend seamlessly.
We're constantly seeking to evolve. We're very much so looking at all of the new and emerging technology, and we see ourselves as a centre of excellence, not only for innovation, but also for collaboration.
Okay, so absolutely great videos, and it shows people the real life of what actually is here. Because again, even though I'm still looking around now, it is a smashing building and it's laid out really well. An architect obviously has a hard job as well, as you know.
Yeah.
That's the space you would have originally probably been around quite a lot when you were over in the UK. But I mean, they have to try and take someone's ideas, and we all watch the RTE series. But they have to try and take someone's ideas, plan, try and get inside their brain, then get it down on paper, get them to agree. What about if an architect stepped this game up and like we were talking about, a young investor, an investor bringing their client in here and showing them what they're going to do with this building, visualizing it. What about for an architect?
We are delighted to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Ventures. Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast.
Hi Dublin homeowners, are you struggling to sell your property fast in the open market? Or maybe that deal has collapsed? Okay, if you're facing this type of a problem, we have the perfect solution for you. Welcome to Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast. Any property, any condition, we close out them deals within 28 days. Put out the stress of having endless viewings and having to pump money into property only to sell it. We are not estate agents, and therefore you will pay zero agent fees. Visit platinumventures.ie today. Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast.
To actually do that as well for their client. If they really have the interest of their client.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting because the architects that have been here come back.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason they come back is because there's huge benefits for them. So for the architects, and the feedback that we've had is that they're integrating our service into their process because it drives efficiencies into their business.
Yeah.
So instead of having, say, 5 or 6 design meetings to bring a project through to successful planning, they're meeting their clients much fewer times. Mm-hmm. So it enables them to drive efficiencies into their business. They can bring their design to the point where the client is, you know, 80% happy with it. They can bring them here, physically walk through the final design, and at the end of the walkthrough, have the client on board, be able to sign off and say, yes, I'm happy with this design. Let's proceed to the next milestone along the design journey, whether it's going for full planning permission or whether it is, you know, sending it out to tender with the main contractors.
Yeah.
And if there is any architects that are listening in, what I would do is I would encourage you to, you know, reach out to me directly. And we'd be more than happy to welcome you here to give you a complimentary demonstration of the technology. Yeah. And have a conversation to see how we can work together.
Well, imagine that plugged into the end of an architect's website. Mm. Late at night, they're sitting there, they're thinking about using an architect. He has a great name. He's a great track record when it comes to permissions. And next thing, they click a link and they're like, what the hell is that? Mm. It is stepping his game right up. And it's, again, as you said at the very start, and as Ed said when he was here today, it's not a case that you're going to try and step over the architect.
No.
We're just trying to make this build go much more smoother. Mm-hmm. And that the guy or girl, there's always one that is has a better understanding of drawings, but yeah, the person that doesn't, you're accommodating them and saying, well, look, this is where things can go. Are you happy with that?
Mm. And it's about getting everyone on the same page. Like, we see our job here as communicating to the client, this is your design, this is the size, this is the layout, this is the flow.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
And then throughout that process, I've got the technical knowledge and expertise to be able to guide them. If they are not happy with it, okay, these are the options that are available to you. And throughout that process, we will capture any comments or design amendments here live during the session. Now, bear in mind, quite a few clients come with their architects. Mm. So the architects are here, they're present during the session. So we're purely there as an administrator documenting all of the notes throughout the session. So the client can focus on the architect. The architect is focused on the client and the design. And we're just capturing all the comments there.
Well, of all my years on site, and I'm on site since my young duck, there's been horrendous fights. There's been horrendous arguments. And you know, I think if them arguments, and I'm not going to say they're going to be fighting here, but if they aren't out here, you're going to have a much smoother...
We've seen our fair share of arguments here, but it's a bit like Vegas. Whatever happens here, we leave it in here.
Location-wise, give us an idea.
So look, finding a premises for setting up this place was one of the most important things. And we're located here just on the M50. So we're just off Junction 9 on the Kylemore Road. So look, we welcome clients everywhere from Kerry to Donegal.
Yeah.
We're very, very accessible. Okay. We're just off the Kylemore Road here in Dublin.
So architects that are, and a lot of them do listen in to us, I think this is an absolute game changer to take your knowledge and share that knowledge with your clients and make it a bit of an easier transaction for them, smoother. Again, you have a lot of people coming in from Galway. Mm. I heard Galway name a couple of times.
Yeah, and look, we've got people coming over from the UK as well. We've had quite a few people fly in from London, from Leeds, Newcastle, from all over. And look, no, it's fantastic. The word is getting out there that people understand the value of walking through their plans before the building.
Yeah.
The shift is happening that it's not a case of, are you going to take a walk through of your home? It's going to be a case of when. And for those that have been through the process, they understand the value.
Yeah. Well, John, yourself and Emma have done a fantastic job here. Wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you.
We will shoot. So where can people contact you straight away, or where's the easiest place to reach?
Yeah, so if people check us out on Instagram, it's Life Size Plans Ireland. Equally, if you check out the website, it's lifesizeplansireland.com. All of our contact details are there. Anyone, literally, if you're just curious and you want to know a bit more, don't be shy. Give us a shout. Happy to explain the service to people that are out there.
And you're priced, you just say you're pricing again. I think it's very important. I'm probably going to ask you for a little platinum discount here for for our crew that listen in. You might give them a fiver off if they want to come.
Yeah.
Just run me through a little pricing again.
So the way we price is we price by size. So for a 2,000 square foot house, you're looking at 697 plus VAT. For every thousand square foot, it goes up from there. It increases by 100 euros. Now, look, we're very transparent. All of our prices are on the website, inclusive of a booking portal. So you can literally book your walkthrough directly online. in terms of duration, for a 2,000 square foot house, you'd be looking at somewhere in the region of about 2 hours to fully walk through the home. And if the home is spread over two floors, typically the way we do it is lay out the ground floor, walk through it, capture the comments, which will take typically about an hour. The client is bombarded with questions. Yeah. So what we do is we give them a 5-10 minute break. We dress the first floor and then they come back in and they take it from their stairs onto their landing and we go again.
Lovely stuff. Well, John, Thanks for letting us come over to your building today. Thanks for coming. All the Platinum people in, and best of luck with Lifesize plans in the future.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And a brief thank you to today's sponsors of our podcast, Platinum Property Training and Platinum Ventures. Thank you very much for listening in.